What's up, what's up? Welcome to episode 5 of Unseen Culture Classics.
Yes, sir.
So this episode is a little bit different. I don't think we would have picked this right away, but y'all harassed us. So we did a poll to see which sequel we should do of the last two movies we watched, Coming to America and Leprechaun in the Hood. Because we listening to our people, this episode is about Coming to America.
All right.
So I'm going to lead this conversation, y'all, because I have a full long page of notes.
Nerd.
My husband here has one line for this entire movie.
I think that says something about the movie, not about me.
I think it says something about you.
Okay.
All right. So let's get into this.
Let's go.
So the opening scene, very similar to the opening of the original movie. Like, they show the scenery, the mountains, the landscape, all that kind of stuff.
Zamunda.
Yeah. We get into all of the employees, you know, getting into formation, doing their duties, and everyone's in the room to wake up Akeem and Lisa on their anniversary. So I thought that was kind of cute because it was a nod to the first one. Like, it opened with them waking him up on his birthday.
Yeah.
So they kind of, you know, go into a little bit of updates, what's going on. And then I wrote Louis Anderson. They opened a McDowell's and Zamunda, and he's still in the movie. So obviously they filmed this before he died.
Yeah. I'm glad he got to make it. I'm saying, I'm glad he got to make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're eating grass burgers.
Yeah. So then we skip a little bit. Akeem is like, he's not fencing, so he's doing something with his daughters.
Like, stick fighting.
Stick fighting.
Yeah, okay. Like in the first one.
Yeah. His daughters. So, just kind of based on the first movie, I didn't get Zamunda vibes. I felt like they were in Wakanda.
Oh, the way the girls are dressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it was like giving
Shuri. To me, especially the youngest one, I was like, this is Shuri.
Yeah, I was getting Okoye for the oldest one.
Yeah. Very, very Wakanda-esque.
Yeah, it was like they saw Black Panther and wanted Zamunda to kind of feel like that.
Yeah.
Because, like, Zamunda didn't really have, like, any warriors showcased in the first one.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, it was a weird vibe.
Yeah. So then, like, he's on his way to wherever, and he gets interrupted that, I don't even know what they're called, but this, like, guerrilla group is coming. They're infiltrating the castle, and they couldn't be stopped. Which they opened the front doors for them. So did y'all really even try to stop them? But
yeah, that's like the weirdest joke that keeps happening in the movie. I don't get the joke.
Yeah.
But yeah, they come in.
Yeah. So Wesley Snipes' character is General Izzy.
You missed something. This is my first Michael Blackson movie.
Oh, right. Cause Michael Blackson introduced.
Yeah.
The general.
I saw him one, y'all. Yay.
But it's not a Michael Blackson movie. He's just in it.
Yeah. It's my first movie seeing anything. Or my first time seeing anything with him in it.
So, my first thoughts of seeing Wesley. What is this look? Like, I did not like his styling. The hair, this little beard, chin stripe thing. I didn't like it. And then the way he, like, did this little step stroll thing.
Yeah, that was weird, man. He's like a band leader the whole movie.
Yes, yep, he's like a drum major.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was given drum
perfect
major.
Way to put it.
But I mean, it looks like it's very deliberate. I just don't like it.
Yeah. So then it's kind of like, who is this guy? Where did he come from? Turns out he is Vanessa Bell Calloway's brother from the first movie. And basically he's like, he wants revenge, kind of. He's been waiting 30 years. And she shows up and she's still barking like a dog, hopping on one foot in the same outfit, which is interesting. So he wanted revenge for his sister, and his plan, like the way for that to happen, was for Zamunda and whatever this he's from, like, to be united. And so he wanted his son to marry Akeem's oldest daughter so that, like, his son would end up being in charge, because at this point, queens aren't allowed to rule.
Which, the movie is very weird. There's this whole theme of tradition in the movie. But last movie, Eddie Murphy's character broke tradition, like, really hard. So I don't understand. I feel like the conflict of the movie is manufactured and doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, so that's one of my issues with this movie.
Like, yeah. He could just, like, make the rule that his daughter can rule if he really wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
I think they imply that his dad has a strong influence on him, and it makes him not want to change the rule. But he already defied his dad once, like, 20 years ago. So why is this different? Does it make sense?
Yeah, that's one of my big issues with this movie. I really like the fact that he had all daughters. I was like, oh, cool. Like, we'll get to see a woman lead. But then the next scene, he's summoned to his father's room and finds out about this bastard son.
That's right. Oh, and Wesley Snipes, his country, is next door, yeah.
Next door, yeah. Next door, yeah.
Yeah. Neighboring countries.
Yeah, so he's in the room with his father, and there's this character, Baba, who...
Yeah, and who is that? I gotta look it up, who's in that makeup. Is it Eddie, or is it Arsenio?
But look later.
It was Arsenio. He was Morris, Reverend Brown, and Baba.
So, Baba's like, oh, I had these visions, blah, blah, blah. You have a bastard son. In Queens. So, Simi starts to, like, creep out of the room, and they're like, no, come back. So they start to explain, you know, like, what happened and how, Akeem hooked up with this woman, because he's like, no, I've only ever been with my wife. And so then Akeem starts to retell him, and he's like, no, a wild boar burst into the room, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, he realizes, oh, like, maybe this is my son. And the mother is Leslie Jones.
Which is not my favorite person.
Yeah.
But, like, she, her style of comedy is, like, loud and then not funny. But, spoilers, she's actually funny in this movie.
Yeah, I think it works for this. Oh. So just to circle back a little bit, because then we start getting into all these cameos, and I really like that. But Wesley Snipes' son is Rotimi, which yeah. I didn't know he was in this movie. Granted, he was only in there for like 2 seconds. Yeah.
Is he in the movie? No.
So they have this flashback. He realizes about the son, and the father's like, you have to go get him. Like, don't tell anyone. It's for Zamunda. Like, only a male heir can, like, have the throne. So then the father starts saying, you know, I'm about to die, and I know my funeral is going to be grand, and I want to be there.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's an interesting concept. Like, you want to have your funeral while you're still living. That's kind of cool, but morbid.
Yeah.
But this was a lit funeral.
Yeah, see?
One of, you know, I like Morgan Freeman. So I was like, oh, Morgan Freeman. And then I was like, oh, In Vogue. Oh, Salt and Pepper. Oh, Gladys Knight. and then all the African dances were still lit. Then the father said, I'm going to die now.
What did he say?
I'm going to die now. And he just closed his eyes.
Son, I'm going to die now.
Yes.
And then,
that's like, it's so interesting because, you know, they say, like, people know they're dying, they can feel it, but I don't think it happens that quick. Like, you say, I'm about to die, and then you're done.
Yeah, it's like, if you gotta use the restroom, I'm about to pee.
No.
You just pee.
No.
Yes.
No. That's not the same thing.
Very similar.
No, I'm going to disagree on that.
Do you know when you have to pee?
What?
Do you know when you have to pee?
Yes.
All right.
Anyway.
The body knows.
I said that. I'm talking about the timing of having the feeling and then it happening. It's too fast. But it's a movie, so
I had to sneeze.
No, brother.
I just sneezed.
Anyway, moving on. Okay, so then the father dies, and then we flip to New York. And Tracy Morgan. He's in here.
Everyone's favorite drunk uncle.
Yeah, but I can't even tell if he was really drunk. But also,
he just sounds drunk all the time.
Who brings their uncle to an interview?
Someone who doesn't get hired.
Clearly. So the whole scene between Lavelle and Calvin.
So that's the best scene in the whole movie.
Yeah.
I wish I would have stopped watching the movie.
Also, after that scene. I just want to circle back a little bit because we didn't know his name was Lavelle initially. I thought they called him Al Johnson or Al or Val Johnson. I didn't hear Lavelle. And then we watched this on Prime Video. So, like, you know, you pause on Prime, it tells you the actor and the character's name. And then it said Johnson. I was like, it's not even Johnson. I thought it was Johnson. So Tracy Morgan and Lavelle are having this conversation. And then Lavelle goes into Uncle Rain. That's what his name is. Lavelle goes into the interview room and he starts having this conversation with Calvin, who's the interviewer. Basically, they get into like the black-white stereotypes, what was handed to you, what wasn't. Oh, you didn't have a father in the house, blah, blah, blah. Then he like dips. And then we see Akeem and Simi arrive in New York. There's a Fashion Nova store on the corner, which I didn't even know Fashion Nova had physical locations.
You know they had their brick and mortar?
Nope.
Now you know. Now we can go.
Yeah, okay.
We're fashionistas, y'all.
So they're like looking around and they're like, oh, so much has changed. And then Akeem's like, not everything. And then what do we see?
Sean's favorite character.
The barbershop. I wrote, how? With an exclamation mark, capital letters. How are these men alive?
They should be gone.
Like all of these. And that one guy was new. He wasn't in the first movie, the fourth old man.
Nah.
But like they all should be dead. They were super old 30 years ago.
They're probably as old as his dad.
Yeah.
Older, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, they needed to be gone. They weren't funny enough to warrant them to be back.
Yeah. So they still had a Soul Glow poster, which was kind of cool. I was like, oh, so now it.
Yeah, retro.
Yeah. But they still had a bunch of African jokes.
Yeah.
And we were like, no, we over this. Y'all nope. Can't do that.
It's because Michael Blackson was in a movie.
You think he wrote them?
I don't think he wrote them. But like, isn't that like his whole stick? He's like the African joke guy.
Yeah. So he's like, I'm here to find my son, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, go find him at the stadium. So circle back. When James Earl Jones was telling him to go find his son, they were like, follow the Thunderbird. So he's talking to the old man in the barbershop and they're like, oh yeah, he's probably down at the garden. Like he's always selling tickets. He's down there with the wild turkey. And
that ain't no wild turkey. That's a Thunderbird.
And they were like, follow the Thunderbird.
Yeah.
So they go to Madison Square Garden. He has the sketch because Baba drew a sketch. And he's like, oh, that's my son. And he's like about to get out the car. Simbi's like, you're a king. You're a gnome. You can't just go out there like this. So, nod to the first movie. He pops up in all of his New York tourist gear.
Yeah.
And he's like just standing there like a creepy man staring at his son.
Yeah.
So he basically tells him, I'm your father. I'm a king. I'm taking you back to Zamunda. And Lavelle's like, nope. We going to talk to my mother.
Yeah. And they do that. We see Leslie.
And Lunel's in the house.
And Lunel. Yep.
Yeah.
She didn't really get to do much. She didn't tell a lot of jokes, but I feel like she's just a funny person in general. Tracy's there. He's funny. And then that black guy that I don't recognize.
I can't think of his name, but that black guy's funny too.
He's from Madea movies. He was in Madea's Big Happy Family. This guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he's like a comedian outside of Madea.
Right. He played cousin. That's his name in the movie. Ronnie Perry.
Yes, that's Ronnie Perry. So, Leslie's character, her name is Mary. She's like, my African! I told y'all he was going to come back. So then they get into the whole thing, and Lavelle's like, is this my father? She's like, you know what? He could be. And she says, y'all know I was a hoe. I wasn't selling, but I should have been. I should have been making money.
Yeah, giving away for free.
Yeah. And then, so Akeem again is like, oh, we're going back to Zamunda. Like, so Lavelle, is like, all right, well, let's go pack. And Akeem's like, no, I'm not taking her. I'm only taking you. He's like, I ain't going nowhere without my mother. But I think right before that, he was talking about, like, I don't need a handout. And then Simi has a suitcase full of money that just falls.
Yeah, it opens up.
Yeah, the money and gold bars.
Good physical comedy.
Yeah. So then he holds the gold bar up and he sees Akeem's profile and he's like, oh, all right, we can leave.
Yeah.
So they agree to take Mary with them. So they go back to Zamunda.
Oh, real quick. It's implied that she might not be 100% on the paternity.
Right. Because she says she's a hoe. She misses him around.
And that never comes up again.
Yeah.
Like she gives like a look. When he says, like, that this is my son, and the look she gives is like, no, it's not. But then that's it. Which I thought was going to be a plot point, but I guess it's not.
Yeah, I definitely thought they were going to do like a DNA test or something, but that never happened. So we flip back to next Doria.
Yeah.
Okay. And Izzy's soldiers are working out. They got some daggone shaking weights.
I like that you call them shaking weights. It's a shake weight.
Okay. Well, they got shaking weights. And they're doing Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's how they train. Okay.
Yeah, a little shake weight, a little DDR.
Yeah. And then Rick Ross.
Yeah, why was he in the movie?
I don't know. It was so pointless. He is so...
Their choice of cameos was like throw famous black people in a hat and just pull them out.
Yeah.
Because I don't get that one.
I'm sure the cameos blew the budget.
You think?
Oh.
No, he would have did it for free.
I got to go back a little bit because I was so mad. In the last episode when we talked about the original, we talked about how Akeem and his father were strolling and like zebras were walking by. They did a little flashback. And they had the same scene with them strolling, but this time it was elephants. And I was like, y'all screwed that up. That was not the same animal.
Oh, you think they edited it?
Yeah. I mean, they definitely had to go back and edit the Leslie Jones stuff. So, I understand. Continuity people, y'all messed that up. But yeah, so then Rick Ross is there. Stupid. So, they introduce, like, the son to the daughters. And they're like, this is Princess Tinashe. This is your bastard brother. This is Princess Omna. This is your bastard brother. And then, like, the joke just kept going. So stupid.
Well, it's kind of what happened in the first movie. But technically, that's the rule of three. But the joke wasn't that bad.
You did say the rule of three.
And like I said, I was like, all right, on the third one, they're going to say, you don't need to say it. And that's what happened. And yada, yada.
Yeah. So then they show them eating dinner. And they have this long table still, y'all. But guess what? They're sitting next to each other eating. Unlike the first movie.
Yeah.
Movie. So I was like, oh, that's nice. I guess he changed some other rule where you got to sit at the far end of the table.
Also, I don't know if he peeped it. They still got flower girls. What's up with that?
Yeah. And Garcelle, she was in the first one, Garcelle Beauvau. and she's in this one as well. And she was like sitting up on the platform at the father's funeral. Like, you're a rose bearer, rose grower girl. Why are you up here?
Yeah, they weren't that wasn't supposed to be a thing anymore. You like fired them or whatever.
But I think it just wasn't a thing for him. Like, he didn't want them to throw for him. Because they still threw for the father.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
Right. But the father's dead, so who are they throwing them for?
Other people. The queen. Okay. The princesses. Yeah, so they're eating dinner at this table. And then they're having, I guess, like a welcome something for the son. Like, yeah. They get him all done up in his African prince garb. And then Akeem is like, oh, you know, at any moment, somebody from another country, whatever, could bust in here. And then they look at the time and open the door for Wesley and his crew.
Yeah.
They kind of get into this whole thing and revealing the next plan. And the plan is for Izzy's daughter to marry this newfound prince. Turns out his daughter is Tiana Taylor.
Yeah. Why?
This is Bradley's one note, y'all.
Yeah, let me check my notes.
He wrote one line and doesn't even remember what it says.
It was Tiana Taylor and then something after that.
All right, go ahead.
Her line delivery. So they talk, they do that weird dance song thing, right?
Yeah.
That was bad. Why did that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what song that was.
Yeah, me neither. The sun raps. That was stupid. And then they're like, oh, Baba comes in. It's like, oh, they can't get married now. You got to do the prince trials. She's like, how'd she say it?
I'll see you in 1 week, yeah. My prince.
I'll see you in 1 week. I'm like, what is this voice? Somehow her voice got even deeper than usual. I'll see you in 1 week. And that's what I wrote down. That's like the worst part of the movie. There's other bad things in the movie too. But that really struck a chord with me. I was like, why is this happening?
I think the next thing struck a chord with you too.
What was the next thing?
ZNN, Zamunda News Network.
Oh, yeah. I don't like
Trevor Noah.
I don't like Trevor Noah. He's super not funny. And I hate that like he got some like
airtime.
Any airtime, any exposure from this movie. I mean, I know he's African and all, but no.
Yeah.
That was garbage. It wasn't even funny. Yeah. Nothing he said was funny.
Really didn't like that.
Bad.
So, Tiana says, I'll see you in 1 week. Do we even know her name?
They say it.
Okay, cause I don't remember. But anyway, they agreed to marriage, and then Baba pops in and was like, no, your father said he has to pass the princely test. He has to do the test.
Yeah.
So then they postpone the wedding for a week so that they can do the princely test.
1 week.
So then the test, they say, is three parts. Culture, critical thinking, and carriage. Those are the three phases of the princely test.
Right.
So he, like, sucks at everything.
Yeah.
And then he brings his Uncle Reem from Queens. And Uncle Reem's like, I've been teaching him since the day he was born. And so then he has this conversation also with his royal barber. And she's like, well, let me tell you the story of Prince Akeem and his time in Queens and like how he changed the rules.
Girl, you tell him that accent. Keep going.
And then she tells him, oh, you need to be a prince in your own right. Like, be a prince your way.
Like your father.
Yeah. And I wrote down when they were having that conversation. I said, Lavelle's going to fall in love with the royal barber.
Caught the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, she was the only other woman that got any screen time, so it makes sense.
Yeah. So yeah, he has to get the whiskers from a lion. He has to memorize the lineage of Joffers. And he has to do the walk. He has to walk like a prince.
Yeah, and him and his sister bond a bit. And that was, I guess, some character development for them.
Yeah. So one sister, she wasn't helping him with the walk.
But one sister was helping him memorize things.
Yeah. Oldest sister was like very standoffish because she was pissed. She wanted to be heir.
And Eddie Murphy's daughter didn't do anything. So she just like just walked around with glasses on.
Yeah. So he like does his thing, passes his test. And then I don't know, it's the night before, I guess, he's supposed to marry Tiana and they're having some kind of party.
Yeah.
And he's talking to her and he's like, well, who are you? What do you like? What do you like to do? What do you like to watch? And she's like, the same lines that Vanessa Bell Calloway had. Whatever
so
you like to do, my prince. Whatever you like to eat, my prince. Whatever you like to watch. Like, these women in Izzy/Wesley's family have no thoughts or opinions or, like, nothing.
Yeah, it wasn't. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like that part. And then he tells her to stay there. And she stays there.
Yeah, he's like, oh, wait right here. Because he saw his real love.
Yeah.
And then everyone's looking for him. And Akeem's like, why are you just standing here? My prince told me to wait right here.
I've been waiting. It was about an hour ago.
Yeah. So the prince, like, was going to go tell his father, you know, like, I want to marry the barber, not Tiana. But he overheard Akeem and Izzy talking, like, about their plan to unite and not have bloodshed and all that.
Which I'm very confused why that makes him upset. Like, he knew that, like, he wanted him to, like, be king. So I'm very confused as to why he's upset that, like, it's going to bring peace to the two countries.
I mean, because he's from Queens, not Zamunda, so he don't get it.
What do you mean? He doesn't get peace?
No, like, he don't get the manipulation. Like, oh, you only wanted me to marry this girl so I could, like, bring peace, not because I really wanted to.
Yeah, but he didn't know her anyway.
I know, but he knew that he liked how she looked.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, like, it seems beneficial for both of them.
But I guess now that he's talked to her and, like, shown her no thoughts, he's like, oh, I don't want this girl. So.
I guess, yeah. It just seemed very, it was very jarring. Like, he was very ready to, like, do what he had to do. And then all of a sudden it's like, nope.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, very abrupt.
Yeah, but I think it's because of the barber.
Yes.
And then Dikembe Mutombo.
No, no, no.
Yeah. I was like, what? But I was cool to see him. Yeah, so the prince took the royal barber, his mother, his uncle, they hopped on a plane, they stole the jet, went back to Queens, decided they were gonna get married and create this life together. And then Akeem kinda goes to, like, try to find him. But that's
so.
All.
What you're telling me is they go back to America.
Yes.
Twice.
In this movie. Mm-hmm.
So it's back to America.
Yeah.
Wait, no. The movie's called Coming to America, right?
Yeah.
So they go to America twice is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
So they come to America twice. So it's okay that there's a two in the title because Akeem goes to America twice in this movie.
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
The title makes sense.
Then the pastor was back.
Yeah, I'm very confused why they keep calling him misogynistic and sexist, because I didn't hear him say anything.
Well, he was in the first movie, for sure.
Yeah, but the African girl called him that.
Yeah,
and he didn't say anything.
But
he was just being weird and talking like this.
I wrote down, the pastor looks like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, and I feel bad because it's Arsenio, so, like, I think Arsenio just looks bad because of he might
his
have
looks?
Some house stuff going.
I don't know. But that was my last note.
But yeah, like everything that Arsenio played looked very weird in the makeup because Arsenio's, like, face has, like, gotten, like, kind of sunken in a little bit. So yeah, everyone he played looked kind of weird. Like, Baba looked really weird.
Yeah, but I thought Baba was supposed to look weird, like he was a witch doctor or something.
I guess, but yeah. Anyway. He did look like Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Very accurate. And they're all ready to get married. She's ready to say yes and everything. And then Eddie Murphy comes in and is like, no, don't do it. And then she all of a sudden doesn't want to get married.
Yeah.
It's very weird. I don't know why they didn't get married there. All of a sudden she wants to go to Zamunda. This is her home. But 10 seconds ago she was getting married. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was very contrived, but the whole movie doesn't make sense. So,
yeah, you got any more notes before we actually talk about that?
No.
All right. This movie made no sense. So I understand, you know, why our friend said that.
What doesn't make sense?
I'm gonna tell you. Okay, my first issue. He has three daughters. He's the king. His father's dead. You can change the rule. Like, your daughter can be queen. It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't like this whole arc of the bastard son. Like, yeah, I didn't even do a DNA test. I think if you're a king and you're handing your throne down, well, you will be after you die. Like, you should want to make sure this is your kid.
You should be 100% sure.
Yeah.
You needed a Maury stamp of approval, and they didn't do that. Right. That would have been good if they did a Maury cameo and actually, like, did a DNA test, and it was
99%.
His.
Yeah.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
They dropped the ball on that.
Mm-hmm. The barbers hated them in the first movie.
Hey, back. Now. Yeah.
Like, there's no reason they should still be alive.
No.
This whole thing with Izzy. And then we, you know, we were both confused about how they resolved this issue after they're like, oh, our kids aren't going to get married.
Yeah, so Izzy like attacks them, and the daughters end up defeating him. And then they're just like, all right.
We're not going to try anymore.
Yeah, it's very weird. Like, I don't understand why they just gave up after that. I guess the daughters were like, all right, we're not going to kill you. Let's be friends. And I don't know. No bargain was struck. I'm very confused by why there's peace.
Yeah, it's interesting. So I kind of want to talk about, like, some of the predictions I had and what did or didn't happen. So first off, I thought it seems like Lisa's father moved to Zamunda too.
Yeah, and he's like managing all the McDowells, I guess.
Yeah.
McDowell operations.
Oh, and I did like his little joke. So like in the first one, I think he talked about like the Big Macs or something not being the same.
Yeah, or the McFish or
yeah, okay.
Fish filet, whatever then it's called.
Sequel he talked about
Egg McMuffin.
Oh yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
Call them Egg McStuffins.
Yes. So it seems he moved to Zamunda, but what happened to the sister?
Like,
is she still in America?
I'm very upset about that. Yeah. I want to know what happened to Jerry Curl dude.
Yeah,
I wanna know, like,
are they still
to
together?
Sister.
Yep.
No clue.
Because I feel like the Soul Glow poster was still there, but like we know Soul Glow is not around. And then Lisa, she was like kind of upset when Mary left at first, because she was like, I have one friend from my home. Like, yeah, where's your sister? She can come visit and hang out.
Right.
Simi still doesn't seem to be with anyone.
No.
And I like thought he was going to be in a relationship by now.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be Vanessa Bell Calloway's character, but you said he was like looking at some other girl at the end of the first movie. He's still single.
Don't matter.
Yeah. I thought he would have a son and the son would go to New York, which I guess he has a son. The son's from New York, but it's not at all what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Also, Lisa was very pissed in the first movie when she found out he was a prince. And, like, had all this money.
Yeah.
But she barely, like, bat an eye when she found out about this son.
Yeah, she got a look.
Well, that was before me. And you wouldn't be the first king with a illegitimate kid.
Yeah, she got a little bit upset. But not as upset as, maybe she wasn't upset because he didn't lie intentionally on this.
Like, I don't know.
The first time he lied.
She might not be mad at him. But I still be pissed. You know how mad I'd be if you tell me you had some kid before our relationship?
It wasn't his fault, though. He got drugged.
So, I'm going to be pissed with somebody. Yeah, I think that's what I got right now.
Yeah, so I thought they were just going to make the same exact movie, just with, like, younger people. And they did, but they didn't. They didn't do the same formula of, like, him. Like, his son going to America and, like, finding a girl in Queens. But they did everything else, like, exactly the same.
And you know what? That's interesting, too, because I thought they would get rid of the arranged marriage rule. But then, like, no, they were still going to do it.
The movie doesn't make sense. He like keeps traditions, even though he broke every tradition in the last movie.
Because even his daughter, in the beginning, they were like, your father wants to have a private conversation. And she's like, does he want to discuss my marriage prospects or something like that?
It doesn't make sense.
I feel like it didn't need to be done.
The movie?
Yeah. Like, I don't think it was necessary.
And like, so long later?
Like, it just didn't make sense. It didn't make sense. Like, I think the plot of the first one was very simple. You know, it's good. They tried to do too much with this. It was the extra kid, this Nextoria battle, the father dying, like the arranged marriage love triangle stuff. It was just too much.
So the first movie felt like an SNL skit. Obviously, Eddie's from SNL. There's some influence there in terms of writing. But like it felt like a bunch of SNL skits stuck together. But there's like a plot like going through it, just like every other SNL movie that ever got made. But this movie felt like a bunch of just like scenes stuck together that didn't necessarily make sense together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It just felt like a hodgepodge of like ideas that like didn't really mesh well.
Yeah.
And tonally, the movie's really weird.
And then even down to like the rat tail, Eddie cut his. He's like, no, I don't need this to be a prince or whatever. But then the son has to get it because he's a prince.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's like they forgot the first movie or read the spark notes.
Mm.
It's like everything, all the character development that Eddie Murphy's like character had in the first one just like disappears 20 years later for some reason. It's just strange.
I don't know. And I like, well, what would you rate it?
A 3. What did I give the first one? Do you remember? A 3? Or no?
No.
I gave it like a 4.
Yeah, we both gave it a 4.
I give this one like a 3.
I think like 2.5 or 3.
I wouldn't watch it again.
I don't think I would either. The first one I would, but this one I don't think so. My favorite part of this movie was the fact that he had 3 daughters until they ruined it. And then the cameos, other than that, I was like, no, I'm not really into this.
I feel like they OD'd on the cameos. Like, they stopped. He started looking weird all of a sudden. Like the Morgan Freeman one was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they called out In Vogue and Salt-N-Pepa all, like, back to back to back, I'm like, what is this movie? Like, why is this happening like this? I get it was like at the funeral, so they were being extravagant.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'll give him a pass. But then Rick Ross pops up. I'm like, why is this happening?
Why is
Rick Ross here?
Rick Ross probably was the only one I was like, get this out of here.
Were there any other that were just bad?
Oh.
No, but there was a really bad, that Spotify commercial was really bad.
Oh. Yeah.
Let me turn on my Spotify. And then like, they like showed like a good 3 seconds of his screen with the song. And I guess it was a song by some dude featuring Megan Thee Stallion. And I'm like, bro, are we really doing this Spotify product placement right now?
Yeah, I need to say that.
That was cringe.
We listen to y'all.
I ain't listening no more. We ain't doing no more polls.
Yeah, I mean, y'all wanted us to watch it, but did you really like it? Like, I think y'all need to look inwards and be honest with yourselves.
Yeah, did y'all want us to just talk about it?
Because it's bad?
Yeah, or because it's y'all liked it. We need to know, because I feel slighted by y'all.
Yeah, we trust y'all, and y'all help us figure out the flow and like which direction we're gonna go sometimes, but this one wasn't it.
Now I gotta watch the Leprechaun movie to wash the taste out of my mouth. this I gotta forget this one somehow.
Yeah.
It's almost it's so weird because like technically I guess it's not a bad movie, but it's a bad movie. Like I don't know how to describe it. Like I gave it a 3. Because, like, there's some things that are, like, fine with it. But the whole premise of the movie is just not good. So, like, how can it be a good movie off of that?
Right.
Like, the acting was fine. Eddie's acting is probably the worst in the whole movie.
Yeah, like, it wasn't as good as the first one. I feel like his accent was off.
Yeah, it was like he was trying to, like, do a character he hasn't done in, like, 40 years, which is basically what happened in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's like he was trying to remember how the character acts. Which is weird, though, because in the way he does it, it makes it seem like his character hasn't grown at all. Like, his character hasn't changed in all this time.
Very
like,
true.
It's weird. You're still acting like Akeem from when Akeem was like, how old was he supposed to be? 21. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah. Instead of this 51-year-old.
Like, why is he still like dumb and naive? He shouldn't be naive. He's like a worldly king at this point, right? He's been to America once at that point. He's been like politicking with other countries. Like, I don't understand why he like is kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Like, why is he socially awkward in New York when he meets his son? Like, why does he not know how to just speak English and talk to him? Like, why is he just standing there like a goofball?
Yeah, because I wouldn't have went up to him. The son was like, oh, you want to buy these tickets? And he's like, nope. Cheese. Nope. I'm just cheesing at you.
Yeah, that's weird. It wasn't funny. It was just like, yeah, and I wanted to like it, too. I think that's the most annoying part.
I thought I would like it because, surprisingly, we really liked the first one. But,
yeah. There's some good stuff in it. All right, hold on. I don't want to be too negative. The girls are cool. The daughters were cool. You said that already.
Mm-hmm.
His son's acting was fine. What's his name again?
Lavelle
was fine.
This is just maybe a little bit of my shallowness. But I did not like looking at his son when he had this stupid afro.
Oh, at the beginning? Yeah, you're glad.
It was, why did y'all pick this man? Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, so his son's acting was fine. I did think, so I was confused. I talked about it earlier. Go ahead.
Sorry. The son is supposed to be 31. And he also was like very naive and immature and childlike.
It's weird.
So maybe it's just the Joffer men. They don't know how to be mature men.
Maybe, yeah. So I had this theory at the beginning. I said it to Sean while we were watching. But so Lindsay or Mary, what's the mom's name?
Leslie.
Leslie. But what's her name in the movie?
Mary.
Mary. Mary, when Akeem comes over and he says that this is my son, Mary gives him a look like, I know it's not.
But she says, oh, it could be.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is that? So I'm like, all right, this is a movie. Like, you wouldn't just say that and have it not go anywhere, because that's not what you are like supposed to do in movies. But that's what they do in this one. Mm-hmm. So they like imply that there should be some doubt in the paternity, which is never looked at again. But in my brain, I'm like, all right, there's some doubt that could be a plot point. This one girl wants to be queen. This might not be his actual son, whatever. So he comes to Zamunda and he meets his sisters, quote unquote. And I'm like, oh, what if it's not his son? And he ends up getting with the sister, the oldest one.
Yeah, he does that.
And I was like, oh, that could be like a decent plot point. Like, they find out it's not his. He gets accustomed to this land. The daughter gets to be queen like she wanted to be. And he can either be king with her or just relinquish to her once it's discovered that he's not the real son and they don't have a need for him. But they can still have him be like a consultant or something like that. Which they basically make him into in the movie anyway. They basically say he's not going to be king. He's going to be ambassador. They said ambassador to America. And then they made the sister the queen. But she didn't do anything to earn it.
I mean, I guess she did. They say she worked her whole life, like, to be queen.
Yeah, but,
and
like,
I guess technically she's not queen until her father dies, so.
Yeah, but I feel like it kind of, like, the whole movie was about tradition.
And then even then, so you're going to make her queen anyway. We didn't need this whole bastard son thing.
I think that's what I'm trying to say. Like, the movie, the way they ended it makes it seem like the movie is more about her than about him.
Yeah.
But that's not what we watched. We watched a movie about the son. So for it to like come around and then like be like a conclusion or like a the finale of her arc is weird.
Yeah.
Like the movie's about two people, but their stories aren't connected at all. They're like they're separate silos. The whole movie.
Yeah. I hope they don't do a trilogy.
They should have did what I did, what I said. They should have had him not be his son and have him and his sister get together. And then their two plots would have come together and it would have made sense. As soon as I saw him talking to that female barber who was getting way too many lines, I was like, oh, he's going to get with her. So never mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. So I don't know.
I don't have nothing else to say.
I'm not a movie writer, so maybe my plot is garbage. But
I don't know. But I know I'm not going to watch this again.
No, never.
Yeah, anything I say to people?
If y'all don't have Amazon Prime, there's not a reason to get it.
I can agree with that. But we're really going to do a poll to see if y'all actually like this or y'all capping.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think let's just stay in the U.S. Don't go to Zamunda anymore, y'all.
No.
Peace.
Bye.